Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number two of the show, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com is the site. We continue taking your phone calls, plus throughout the program tonight, we'll be talking about the 50 things every 18-year-old should know. And probably some of these will be things you wish you had known when you were 18 as well. But we continue with your calls about whatever you want. It's Dan in Maine. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Oh, calling from your neighbor state. First of all, I think that probably it'd be better if we did have the Navy guarding these pirate, you know, these merchants other than sitting around Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't even know what they do over there, but
it might be superior. However, I don't think that it's the American people's problem to have to fund the freedom of the seas out in India either.
Some of our boats. I mean, we used to do
that. Not my boats.
Have they given you a ride on one of your boats? I'm sorry.
Well, that's not quite what I'm getting at. It's just the American boats. I mean,
okay, I get it. So the people that steal money from you in Washington, D.C. have lent their flag to the people that have these, that own these boats.
Well, I mean, it's better than sitting around Afghanistan.
How about this? Instead, just an idea, right? Like, they have this technology, it's a little water cannon that shoots, it's an incredible amount of water.
The thing that can cut with water, right?
Yeah, well, it's not this one. This one specifically.
That one's pretty good, too.
Yeah, it is. This one is a non-deadly weapon, but it will shoot 1,400 gallons of water a minute. It's an incredible volume of water. They can mount it on the side of one of these ships and control it. It'll pump seawater out, so you don't even have to, to keep water in the boat. You just put a line down to the water, and there's plenty of water there in the ocean.
A lot of ammo for cheap.
Yep. And then the captain or whoever.
And you get around the weapons laws, right?
It's not a weapon. Yeah. It's a defensive weapon, and because you really can't use it offensively. And then the captain or whomever in the cockpit or whatever.
That's a good idea.
And, I mean, it'll shoot water a football field in a distance at that 1,400 whatever gallons per minute speed. So you can fill one of these boats that these pirates are in. It's farther than they can really do anything with an AK-47. Usually they're shooting from ocean level up to a ship, so their line of sight isn't real great. And you'll blow a guy right off the deck if they're out there with a gun, so they would have to go inside the boat. If they continue to bother you, you can fill the boat with water.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to say something else, too.
You've converted him, Mark. Congratulations.
There's a thing going around here with a lot of these hippies. They're saying that they want to legalize marijuana, and then they want to tax it. And I'm thinking, dude, well, why do you want to pay taxes on it? You know what I'm saying?
Just decriminalize it.
Yeah, let's legalize it, sell it, take the money, and spend it in the marketplace like pot dealers already do to help the economy out. So
thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. Good call.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. However, I'm of the opinion that if we do see it legalized within the next few decades, which I believe we will, that you'll see it taxed. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any way to get around
it. Yeah, I can't imagine why they treat it differently than everything else they regulate.
I don't advocate the taxation. However, I expect to see it. Also, I think that taxation will be a decrease in harm. You won't see people being thrown, families broken apart, people being thrown in prison.
That's what's happening right now.
Right. There's a great deal of harm being done by this war on marijuana. Inside of the battle on marijuana, inside the greater war on drugs, and it needs to stop.
Yeah, I'd rather pay a little bit of tax on a purchase of marijuana at a storefront than have to go through the black market channels that will inevitably result in questionable results as far as the product is concerned. And those black markets, of course, are also resulting in, the prohibition is resulting in people going to jail and having their lives destroyed.
I have to wonder, though, if they do, like, let's say they tax it and you can buy it in a storefront and all that, it's still easy to grow in your basement. So I can't imagine. They'll prohibit it, but would it have the same teeth as it does now as an illegal drug?
I don't think they will prohibit it. Have you heard of anybody going to jail for growing tobacco?
I think we'll see a substantial gray market for marijuana if it ever gets decriminalized. It's just, and so that's somewhat comforting, I think.
1-800-259-9231. However, I think that if we get enough liberty-oriented people together into the same place, as we are doing with the Free State Project, and we get that sea change paradigm shift that's going to be required to have full decriminalization of not just marijuana but all drugs, I think at that point it shouldn't be that big of a deal to not have it taxed either, because we should have the clout in order to make something like that happen without imposing a new tax or creating some new bureaucracy to handle taxing and regulating marijuana. I mean, obviously, we don't want that. And so I hope that that liberty-minded people won't be advocating such solutions.
I think that, yeah, I agree. But, I mean, you know, who would want the tax? But it's just sort of the practical route.
But you don't have to put that proposal forward.
No.
If you're the individual who's pushing for it, you don't have to push
understood,
for that.
Understood, but what if you're talking to some politician who might be able to see some, you know, why taxation? That doesn't sound like a terrible idea.
You know what? It's such a... I don't know, utilitarian point perhaps is the term I'm looking for, but I think that the moral argument is far more powerful. You know, look, if you have enough political persuasion to get these politicians to do something like full decriminalization, then you've got enough political persuasion to say full decriminalization and that's it. No taxes, none of that. This is the right thing to do, and you need to do it if you want to save your next election, if
right.
you want to get reelected.
The taxation thing can only happen on a state level. A town just couldn't legalize marijuana and then tax it. That just doesn't make any sense that they'd be able to get away with that. So it's only going to happen on a state level.
So 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Of course, there was good news yesterday in that the marijuana thing, the medical marijuana provisions, have passed the New Hampshire State Senate. I mean, I'm not somebody who's a big cheerleader for the political process, but credit where credit's due. The marijuana activists here in New Hampshire have really gotten the word out and done a pretty good job.
And along with that, a couple other pieces of good news. Apparently, there was a gay marriage bill that went
yes.
through House and Senate. I think it was changed. I heard someone say that it had changed between House and Senate, so it has to go back.
I think
to the House.
The same with the marijuana one. As
okay,
well as,
but
yeah.
it's but that's at that point, you know, they've basically approved it. It's just technicalities, and then the seatbelt law was tabled, I believe, so it can come back and rear its ugly head.
It likely will. There's there are things going on behind the scenes. That's not done.
Boy.
However, the gay marriage one is the one most likely to see some problems from the governor.
Mm.
Well, it's still, you know, steps in the right direction, baby steps in the right direction. I still believe that it's going to be the civil disobedience and the non-cooperation that ends up drawing enough people together to the same area to watch and see as the political system then ends up following the popular appeal of things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I think that's what we'll end up seeing happen. But I could be wrong.
I agree with you.
I think
we're going to have substantial impact on politics from outside of it.
Civil disobedience does seem to have some drawing power. I certainly would not disagree with that. I would encourage the civil disobedience that come here to shed their anger at the oppressive state.
I agree with that.
That especially Keene is not a place where anger in the political process does any good.
Gandhi wasn't angry when he was doing his civil disobedience.
He loved people.
I think that's something we are learning a lot and very quickly right now, because we have sort of been very sort of confrontational in your face, which I think is okay. It's like a phase we kind of had to go through. But I think we are learning right now about how to get our message out there and still be vocal and outspoken, but do it but learn some tact in how we do it and things like that.
Absolutely. And again, it's about persuasion, and so practice is necessary. You're going to fall flat on your face a few times, but as long as you're willing to get back up and apologize and move forward and continue again coming from a perspective of love and appreciation instead of hate and anger, I think that's going to be the key factor in really making things happen at a rapid pace and having change really be significant. And I think that that'll be good that we're doing that, Dale, because then the people that are coming here from around the country will see, okay, they're doing that and having some success. Well, I'll just start doing that instead of start with the anger and start with the vitriol.
Yes.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, more things that every 18-year-old should know. And, of course, your thoughts and comments on whatever you want to discuss. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. you rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com features including the live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get yourself a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get yourself a free audiobook. And it's been getting rave reviews from people. We had a guy call in the other night say that he thinks that their service is great.
You got an Atlas Shrug there.
63-hour-long audiobook.
Incredible. Well, Atlas Shrugged is a big book, so he got, and it's one that I would have trouble. I tried reading it at one point, and things happen, and I never made it through. So I think it might be a good idea to try that out. So
is that unabridged?
Yeah,
I don't know. Is that 63 hours? I don't even know if that's enough to cover Atlas Shrugged.
Well, I know that when I read The Market for Liberty, I read that as an audiobook, and you can download that at our website at book.freetalklive.com. But I remember when I was doing that, I looked at the total length after I was done, and that book is, I think it's about 175 pages, and it turned into 6 hours.
Okay.
So 63 hours is a lot
of
pages.
Yeah, you're right.
1-800-259-9231. If you want to chime in here on the 50 things every 18-year-old should know, you're welcome to, or bring up whatever you want. Number 5, try to keep enough cash to pay your bills for at least 6 months in reserve. It will make your life immeasurably easier if your car breaks down, or you have a surprise medical expense, or if you get an opportunity to get a fantastic bargain. That is something I live by, having a buffer zone of cash, having a buffer zone of not just cash on hand, but also, money in the bank, something that's liquid, something that's easy for you to access and use if you need it, but that you have the discipline to not spend. I mean, all of this is about discipline, right? Financial intelligence, some of the things we've covered so far here tonight about finances, credit cards, all that. It's all about financial discipline and being able to have your paycheck come in and successfully put a certain amount of it away and not touch it unless something emergency like they're talking about here comes up. And the fact is, from what I've seen, from the stories I've heard, from the numbers I've heard, most Americans don't have that ability. They have not practiced it. They don't have it.
Well, and to some extent, in our society, money is freedom. And if you want to be free to make decisions, and I'm not talking about necessarily to do with the government, but if, you know, being forced by your circumstances, as it were, to make certain decisions, if you live paycheck to paycheck, you don't have that freedom. If you have a certain buffer, you do.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you look at the people who, even right now, people who are really able to do a lot of activism, and I keep hearing all the time the statists who are getting frustrated with us because we're constantly showing up and being active and stuff. They're like, don't these people have jobs?
Yes, and you got a lot.
It's just that people, a lot of us who have come here have made arrangements so that we can work for ourselves or we can work more flexibly and have worked arrangements with employers and things like that. And so a lot of, and I think a lot of being able to be frugal and use your money wisely means you could also live better on less and maybe have more freedom that way. Maybe you don't have to work as hard or something so that you can, and depending on what you're looking for in life, whatever your personal goals are, that might make you a lot happier than a lot of money. Just having a flexible lifestyle and free time, and maybe you're not into big toys and fancy cars and having a big house that takes a long time to clean and a big yard to mow. Maybe you want a smaller house that's
keep it simple,
easier to heat, and that you don't have to spend as long cleaning and whatever your lifestyle is, maybe that's plenty for you, and then that lets you have more freedom. So
a lot of advantages to having a smaller house. And one thing I found is that in Sarasota, I felt I was compelled to have a larger house and have more of the toys, the nice cars.
Keep it up with
like
the Joneses.
That. I didn't even know that that was affecting me, right?
Really?
I didn't. I absolutely had no idea that that was an effect.
How did you come to the conclusion that it was?
Now?
Yeah, how did you realize, if you didn't know it was affecting you, how did you
realize
it was?
My house was 1,700 square feet in Florida. It's 800 square feet here. I drove a black sports convertible in Florida. I drive a 93 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint here. My life is better, at least better in some ways. I don't eat sushi at lunch all the time.
We were just talking about how you get
shirts and that kind of thing, and have the girls chasing me around. But I'm married, and I just don't need the things like I.
We were just talking about how you get to spend so much time with your wife and child, and how valuable is that?
Right,
and how can you put a price on that?
People constantly tell me that this is the magic time with your kid. They grow up so fast, and that's what they mean.
Yeah.
They mean that this time time, and it is really special.
You're either there or you're not.
Yep. Jack is, I get to watch him grow and learn every day, and he's essentially a very interesting pet, you know, because he's not a full-fledged human being yet. He doesn't speak. He doesn't, go out and work or any of those things. I just find him very interesting, and I like, sometimes when I'm doing my work, I'll stop. I'll walk upstairs, and for 10 minutes, I'll wrestle with Jack and throw him on the bed and do all the stuff that he really likes to do. And then I give him back to his mom, and I go back downstairs, and I go back to work, and it's a really great way to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I was just thinking, now that I brought it up, when they, when the bureaucrats say, what, don't they have jobs? I've heard that a couple of times now. And it occurred to me that they're well aware, and partly because they're taxing the crap out of everyone, mm-hmm. they're well aware that people are and change to their jobs and the money that they have to live these extravagant lifestyles that we live in America. And so they're counting on that.
Yeah,
you're not
going
to want to fight them and go to court over a traffic ticket or whatever.
They don't have time. Even if they wanted to go and do those things, they don't have time because they're so darn busy paying
that's
taxes.
Exactly.
And
that's why they're so shocked when we don't seem to be restrained in that same way. We're willing to go and fight this stuff and call them out on it.
Even for those of us that do have traditional jobs, and there are a number of activists that have traditional jobs.
Absolutely,
I would still say the majority
yeah.
of them do. But of those who do, because their hobby is liberty, that's why these people still get upset. And it's usually drive-bys. Usually if we're out at a sign waving or something like that, some jerk will, drive-by.
Get a job!
Why don't you have any jobs? And, so I think that that basically the people that do have the jobs are using their hobby and their free time, essentially, and spending that on liberty. And that really bothers the statists, because they would much rather you have the hobby of, drinking a lot, or having the hobby of watching television, or having the hobby of playing a bunch of video games to where you couldn't actually get out and do these things. They would much prefer that situation.
Well, let's not forget, we're creating camps here with those bureaucrats are saying that. And it's, remember that these people are only one step up in the slavery rung from you.
You're right.
They're local people. They pay the same taxes that you pay, and it's the burden. And likely they earn, since they earn more, they pay a larger amount of taxes. The chain is tighter around their neck, so they have the same problems, and they just can't look at their life and see how you have that kind of time. Well, that's what their issue is. And the fact is that they don't understand that the taxes create the chain around their neck, and they just need to be shown.
And Ian's right. He clarified some things for me. Sometimes I speak quickly, but that it is often the drive-bys, and there are most of the liberty activists that I know do have jobs and such.
I've heard the politicians say just what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. More things every 18-year-old should know, or whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. 308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. We'll get you, keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, and still to come here, more things every 18-year-old should know about. Let's first start by talking to Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I'm a new listener here, actually, just today to your show, and
Welcome.
I think you just summed it up. As I was calling to find out what your show's all about, actually.
It's whatever you want it to be about, Dave.
Whatever I want it to be about. I just happen to be sitting here with the on my West Coast 5:30 news time here, and what do y'all think about these car bailouts?
Well,
automakers.
I would have to say that I think that any company that and somehow mismanages itself, whether it's through paying too much to the union, or whether the union managed to hustle them, or whatever it is, whatever reason their company is being going out of business, I think that those people should be responsible for the actions that they made, and their company should go out of business, and then the other auto manufacturers will snatch up that discounted merchandise out there.
Or other investors.
Yep. And somebody will either start a new car company or use those factories. Those factories still make cars, whether GM is doing it or Chrysler is doing it or not.
Yeah, let somebody who knows how to market them correctly or make them correctly,
right,
or whatever.
I sure as hell don't want the government to be the owners of car companies. That's really
scary.
Yeah, but
that's the reality. That is happening, and that's going to happen, though.
It is,
well,
yeah. That's kind of fatalistic to say it's going to happen. It did happen because the American people allowed it to happen.
Well, you have a point there. But how about this? These GM and Chrysler obviously are in trouble, and I don't know about you guys, but $40,000, $50,000 for a new truck, a working man just can't afford that kind of money.
No way.
Okay.
I can't afford that.
I can't.
okay, now they've got all these millions of cars and trucks sitting on lots and in, you know, big parking lots and everything else, that they're not going to sell. Why not just really discount the heck out of them just to move them?
Well, if
you'll see that eventually.
If they went out of business, you know, that's what bankruptcy is going to do. It's going to liquidate their assets and then pay off their, you know, their debtor, the people that they owe money to.
Yeah, do you think
that's
it was
really
right
what's
for...
supposed to happen? I mean, we should be having a deflationary cycle with them. We are. I mean, just not. It's they're sort of trying to interfere with that. But that deflationary cycle could benefit a lot of people who normally save their money and are frugal and smart about, you know, and all the people who are doing really bad money management, both companies and individuals. You know, they're the ones that should be paying the price for their you know, their extravagant lifestyles beyond their means and things like that. And all these people who are saving money and living within their means, they should be able to go out and get some really good bargains on trucks and things like that, because they've been smart about it.
Dave, other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking that I'm still trying to figure out how the administration was allowed to fire a CEO.
Well, at that point, they're the major stockholder, right?
Didn't they recommend he step down or something like that? And then he basically did as they were saying. They were replacing, from what I understood, they were replacing board members on the board of directors. So, you know, slow takeover. And to answer your question more specifically, it's because of obedience. The answer is Americans are very obedient to the state, and they've been obedient for a long time. So the state knows that it can pass whatever rules and regulations that it deems appropriate, and the Americans will follow right along. No matter how detrimental those rules and regulations and those taxes are to their business or their way of life, they'll follow it till the, you know, the bitter end. And so because of that attitude of obedience in Americans, whenever Americans want to go about doing their business, they go and they check and see, well, how do I do this legally? I want to make sure I do this right. So then they start looking into starting a corporation and obeying all the regulations and getting licenses. And when you ask the government to give you a corporation, Dave, you're essentially saying, okay, government, I'm willing to do whatever it is you tell me to do in return for this corporation, which is basically a protection scheme for individuals that run a company. And in return for that, you'll do whatever it is they demand. And so if the government says, we're taking you over, that's what they say.
Right, Dave. I mean, imagine for a second that all your neighbors from, you know, from the three or four blocks surrounding your house came to you every time they were going to do something, whether they were going to build a building or whether they were going to start a business or, you know, they just decided to come to you and ask if it was okay. At first, you'd probably say, sure, go ahead. But after a while, you're like, huh, these gullible people. Yeah, that's going to cost you $50,
mm-hmm.
and then the price is going to go up.
He nailed it.
You ask,
no,
right?
$50 and fill out this form.
Yeah.
We need some information.
And I guarantee you, as soon as even a small number, a relatively small number of people, a minority of people, just stop being obedient, it will jam the system. Like, it will be such a wrench in the
Absolutely.
System.
Absolutely.
Well, when you say stop being obedient, I mean, for instance, are you in which way? In other words, like, you know, we're not paying our taxes this year, or there were a lot of people out here with these tea parties that didn't really seem to accomplish anything.
That's correct.
No, I wouldn't expect the tea parties to accomplish anything. That was just political. That was political campaigning.
It's a good place to start.
But,
campaigning.
Deal.
I would say, yes, absolutely, stop paying your taxes.
And stop obeying the regulations as well.
So what do you think?
Start fighting every ticket that they hand out now frivolously in order to just collect revenue from people and in order to constantly enforce obedience. Start fighting every one of them and if you lose it, say, well, I'm not going to pay it and
start
and
a business without a license. You know.
So where do you
people
think,
are doing it and it's making ripples already?
Where do you think the line in the sand is eventually going to be for the American people when they're tired of taking it in the shorts? What do you think is going to be the trigger on
it? It's different for everybody. It's hard to say. For me, it was a long time ago when I found out that the government was throwing people in prison cells for having a bit of plant material in their pocket or some chemical. That was my line in the sand. For other people, it's going to be elsewhere. I don't know if there is going to be one big, massive line that's going to affect a large amount of people. But if you ever figure it out, let us know. And Dave, thank you for the call tonight. We got to move on, but I appreciate hearing from you, and call us back anytime. Let's continue with James in Louisiana. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, hello.
Hey, James. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Ian, Dale, and Mark, I just want to say you guys are doing a great job. I had a question for Mark. I wanted to ask him if I could be one of his minions.
He doesn't need more minions. He's got too many already.
it's my opinion that somewhere like 80 or 90% of the listenership probably agrees with me. It's just we're kind of the silent types that aren't quite so vocal as Ian's minions.
Yeah, I don't have minions.
And that is why you will fail. No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead, James.
I wanted to ask him if I could do like some sort of internship type stuff with him.
Oh, what kind of internship do you want to do?
My strong point is writing. So if you need me to write anything or something like that, I could do that.
Well, tell you what, send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we don't really have time to interview interns.
Yeah, we'll talk about what we can do. Okay?
Anything else? Yeah, anyway, James?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 800.
Mark@freetalklive.com.
Yes, 1-800-259-9231. More things that every 18-year-old should know. Number six, dogs are fantastic animals. They deserve to be called man's best friend, but if you're under the impression that you just need to buy a collar and a bag of dry dog food every month and you're set, you're in for a rude awakening.
Yes.
Dogs tend to be much more expensive and time-consuming than you would think.
Yes.
Oh, my God. My rats are more expensive than I thought. I thought rats would be a nice, cheap pet. And they could have been, but once you have a pet, I learned, you want to spend money on it. Because
is this your first pet?
Since I was a kid.
I see.
Since I was like, quite
so
a small kid, and it wasn't my responsibility. Yeah, it's my first pet as an adult. And I spent over $100 on them in a month or so. I think I'm kind of set for the big stuff now that I need, but it's fun. I'm sure dogs are far more than that.
Yeah, my dog, we just got a dog recently, and the dog has been significantly more costly than any cat has ever been for me. So I think a cat is a perfect male animal because you don't have that not that much care involved.
More on the way here. 800-259-9231. Dogs are bad enough as far as just your own finances, but one of the things you don't want to do is push a dog on somebody else. Never buy an animal as a gift for somebody unless they know you're going to. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency. They're protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712. And maybe you had life insurance, but it hasn't been updated in a while, and you've, added kids or a wife or, you know, whatever. They can take care of that, too. 800-493-7712. Termco Life Insurance.
So we continue taking your phone calls, and we'll talk to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Steve. Guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Hi, Ian, Dale, and Mark.
What is on your mind, Steve?
Well, you know, Free Talk Live talks about anything you want to talk about, but Tuesday was Freak Talk Live.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. Pam was bipolar. She didn't take her lithium.
Okay, you're referring to a really crazy caller that we had on Tuesday night. What about it, Steve? What do you have to say?
Man, you know, it's Free Talk Live, not Freak Talk Live. I mean, she
we
just,
love it when the crazies
how can we? First off, how would we keep her off?
Well, you know, there wasn't a conversation. She was just hammering you guys.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you were not entertained by that crazy lady? Because I sure was.
Well, I mean, you know, Jesus is in Australia, and it's Michelle Knight. Whatever.
You can't make that stuff up,
man. I love that stuff. I usually eat that stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you can't make everybody happy. If it wasn't up your alley, sorry. What else is on your mind?
It's no big deal. Mark.
Yes.
When you smoke your cigars and you don't smoke at all, and when you put it out, you should exhale right before you put it out so that the smoke doesn't, you know, just stay in the cigar and you're going to get a bad taste when you relight it.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't have that problem because I do smoke that thing all the way down
thing.
Every time. But I have heard that that you want to blow the because it does taste bad when you relight a cigarette or a cigar, and certainly everybody who smokes has done that at some point in their life, and it's yucky.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, that's what I learned from smoking cigars. And the third thing is you were talking about the water hose. What is 1,100 gallons of water per minute?
I thought it was 1,400, but okay.
1,400 in the spray against the pirate?
Yeah.
Well, Fox News reported this morning that on the MSC Melody, which is a cruise ship, that Wynn Rollins was on his 62nd birthday, standing on the deck, and saw a speedboat coming towards the cruise ship. And he pretty much knew it was a pirate ship. And how he thwarted them was to throw a deck chair at them.
Nice.
And they decided to turn around and go away.
Wow.
A deck chair? It's something, yeah. Right? I mean, if you're going to be going up against someone who's going to fight back, it's something that's going to scare away those guys, right?
Yeah,
they want pushovers.
They just weren't counting on anybody responding to them.
Want people who are going to be very obedient to, you know, they're going to be frightened of them. And if people are going to fight back and refuse, it goes back to refusing to the government. I mean, if you refuse to be obedient, they have a real tough time with you. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the pirates. If you refuse to obey and their demands, then you're not going to be playing into their plans. They're not going to really know how to handle that.
Right. Well,
yes, go ahead.
If you got deck chairs raining down on you, you might want to second think what you're going to do.
Yeah, who knows what will be raining down if you actually manage to make it to the ship.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight, Steve.
And they should allow these boats to, I think they should allow these boats to be armed anyway.
Yeah, arm up.
That's the problem in the first place.
I think that, well, they being every country that has a port, and that's a problem.
Yeah,
but these water cannons really do afford a great deal of help, because that's the biggest problem on the open seas. If there wasn't, something called the United States Navy out there thwarting them on a regular basis, would be piracy. However, water cannons like these would be great defense. And
not a few of them. Not one on the front, one on the back, one on the sides.
With these big ships, a lot of these, most of these big ships, the cargo ships, they're so high that the pirates really can't see the cockpit anyway to be able to
right.
take a shot at the captain necessarily. So these water cannons, honestly, the little remote controls with little cameras, and they're out of there. Those guys don't have a chance.
Yeah,
It seems in a big ship like that, it'd be almost impossible to hit anyone once they knew the pirates were there and shooting, unless you caught people off guard. It seems like it would be so easy to take cover that where you wouldn't be able to be shot, but I don't know.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Things every 18-year-old should know. We've been going through them all night here, and if you want to add in or share your stories, you're welcome to, or bring up whatever you want. Number 7, don't have any children or get married until you can support and love yourself first. You should know yourself as well. I mean, you kind of have to know yourself to love yourself, I think. But if you don't know who you are and you don't know what you want and you don't appreciate yourself, then how could you possibly spend time and appreciate somebody else? How could you have a healthy relationship if you barely know? I mean, if you've just gotten out of high school, for instance, as so many people do, they get together with somebody else at age 19 or something like that.
That's probably really good advice on an emotional level, and there's also the practical side of it. I wish I could remember the exact statistic, but there's something about poverty, and they say the people who are poverty stricken for their entire lives, the vast majority of them fit into one of these categories. They either they said don't get married until you graduate high school, and don't have a kid until you get married. And those two factors right there, like the vast majority of the people who are poverty stricken for their entire lives are one of those two things. They either, had a child, Yeah, or both.
I don't think you're really going to be great if you just get out of high school, then get married. I mean, that's not going to be good either.
I'm just saying statistically, that's actually a huge difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why that's why they have the terminology for dinks, dual income, no kids. It's the heterosexual version of gay people. They don't have kids.
Like me and Julia.
Right.
Actually, dink applies to gay people too. It's the same idea.
I guess it would be. Yeah.
Dual income, no kids.
I'm sitting here on the heterosexual side of the table, so. And I'm thinking about it in that manner, but those are the people the marketers go after. It's because they got money.
1-800-259-9231. So yeah, be patient. I mean, if somebody great comes along right after high school, get to know them and be together with them and have a relationship. Just don't get knocked up and hold off on the marriage thing. What's the rush? I understand a lot of girls in America want to have their day, but your day is going to be just as good when it's a few years from now, isn't it? Make sure you're making the right decisions. It's just it's so sad when you see what are essentially, and I think it's Julia that put it this way, kids having kids. And I'm sure she got it from somebody else, but essentially kids who have never really grown up, because we live in this society where young people are encouraged to stay childlike for as long as possible. So a lot of these guys and girls getting out of high school are not really that much more mature than they were at, age 11. And they are just not ready for the adult world necessarily, and they certainly aren't ready for the world of marriage and children. I mean, you don't even have the ability to create significant wealth for yourself yet. A lot of kids out of high school, most of them are working at the low-end, low-rung, minimum wage slash low-level jobs, and that's not something you can afford to raise a family on. I mean, Mark, you're in your mid-30s and relatively successful, and it's not an easy task for you to have a family at this point.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm no longer a dink, and I can, you know, I'm no longer driving a little black sport convertible sports car, and, you know, I had a 1,400-square-foot house with three cars at one point, and I was single. So, yeah, I mean, you know, kids and the family and all that stuff, it affects income.
It's not all about patience and discipline.
It's not only the kid, the clothing and the food and the doctors that kids require, but don't forget, there's all the care. If Laura was working, she'd have to, you know, pay for child care, take time off to take the kid to the doctor, and all those other things. Currently, she's a stay-at-home mom, but, you know, those things cost, and they cost big.
Yeah, a lot of people can't make that stuff work, and they end up going on welfare, or they go back to mom and dad, or grandma and grandpa, whatever case, and they have then they put responsibilities on them, and it's just such a mess. It's so sad to see it.
It is. Like I said, I was raised with frugality. As that was the big word. You know, my mom was that way, and she raised me the same way. And I remember when I was in high school, I hear stories about people having kids unexpectedly in high school. Mm. And I was already stressed out in high school.
Yeah.
And the thought of that just terrified me. And I'm glad for that fear that I had, you know?
Yeah, I can't even imagine adding a kid to my life. I can't even imagine the additional level of responsibility, the amount of extra
even
time.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, even now, with my flexible schedule and the lifestyle that I live, it could probably be done. A lot of people have done it with less, but I wouldn't want to. It'd be awful.
Well, I didn't imagine having a child in my life. Didn't want one, but I can tell you now that I do have one, it's the greatest thing I've ever
experienced. But it wasn't a surprise either, Marge.
No, we planned this.
All right, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.